The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Way out of this mess, we must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you this evening. I'm going to get used to saying that. It's only been 9 months. And this is a Monday, folks, 16 January 2017. And four more days to Donald Trump taking the presidency. And a lot of people are, well, it's going to mean jobs and we'll seal the border. And yeah, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Let me ask you a question, folks. If you are running to be the president of the corporate United States, that makes you the CEO. Now, under those circumstances, Donald Trump was the logical choice. And I don't want to discourage people. You know, we have enough people out there decrying the fact that Trump got the presidency, including our CIA and NSA and all the sundry other little agencies and departments that the Constitution never called for. But, you know, folks, national security. Now, if you remember Eisenhower, when his last address to the nation was, "Beware of the military complex." And we'll get into this issue about Trump supposedly having to be afraid of our, well, secretive agencies. Then that should send a clear signal that something is very, very wrong. If this is Monday, we finally got things back on track. We had Christmas, and then we had New Year's, and we didn't have Ron McDonald. Kind of threw you out of the loop there, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But I understand you were ill during a couple or a week or so.
Well, yeah, but that didn't have anything to do. I mean, Monday we were off on, I think, wasn't it, Mike, both days for New Year's and Christmas? Yeah, both Mondays.
Yeah.
But the last week, you're right. Last Monday I was sick. So
I hope it wasn't a lengthy illness.
No, I actually died 2 weeks ago. This is actually Memorex. This is a recording. This is a recording. This is a recording. Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, we'd normally take off Christmas and New Year's. I mean, that would be it. But since I hadn't heard anything, I'm saying, my God. And until I heard that you were ill, I said, how long has he had it? Jeez, what a way to ring the New Year's in.
Well, you know, it doesn't. I mean, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention. I went nowhere for New Year's, didn't drink anything, didn't toast anything. Dick Clark's dead, so, you know, why watch the ball drop anymore? You know, I decided, and the board ops were really, they were really happy on the weekends. These guys, they're here every weekend. And one of the board ops told me that, man, that was heaven sent, that we had those two weekends off in a row. So, one man's floor is another man's ceiling, as they say. Were you following what I said about Donald Trump being the CEO of the corporate states of America?
Yes, I did.
And I have been talking to people, and they are in full agreement with me. These are people that are behind the scenes, not publicly known or public figures, but I respect them for their breadth and depth of knowledge and understand what this country really is, what the Constitution intended it for it to be. And many people have gone off on the rails saying, oh, it was just about commerce. It was just that and the other. Well, yeah, a lot of that stuff came in later, folks. The Commerce Clause, Uniform Commercial Codes, administrative law, and all that other stuff. So, you know, I guess if you're doing a rolling destruction of America, flipping the government, yeah, technically they're correct, but that's not the way this country started out. And we, Ron, we have been derided over this over the years. Thank you, CIA, for assigning to our blabbering controlled medias out there to use that term conspiracy theory. Well, they pretty much dropped that one, and now they've put out, we're just the fake news. Now, we were raked over the coals for talking about the gold fringe flag. Oh, you people are just conspiracy theorists. That's just a decorative flag. Really? I want to go into a little history of this. Real history. Folks, symbologies, and especially when it assigns it to a country, this flag heraldry, I'll get it out. Oh, what a way to start a Monday. Is not taken lightly. This is the symbol of whatever a country is and what flag they're flying and how they're operating their government under which flag, I should have said. Would have made more sense. Well, we have two flags in this country, but you only see one. You see the one that has the 50 stars on it and the white stars and a blue background, and then you got the 13 horizontal black or red and white stripes. And what do you folks put out on July 4th? You know, the American flag. Oh, you know, this is what we wave. We had to undercut costs, so most of our flags are now made in China, and they're plastic. But here is further evidence from the fake news people. That's right. We actually have two national flags, a military flag and a civilian flag for peacetime. And there are several important distinctions and meanings. And as I said, Old Glory, as most people think, you know, the blue field, white stars, horizontal, 13 white and red stripes representing the original 13 colonies or states, if you will. And it's a nice looking flag. Now, the Stars and Stripes originated as a result of a resolution adopted by the Marine Committee on the Second Continental Congress at Philadelphia on June 14, 1777. We're going back here a few years. And is it that long? Really, folks? Is this country that old? Barnum and Bailey had been around for 146 years. They're going to close shop. Almost 150 years. Does that seem like a long time to you? It really isn't. Now, this flag was supposed to be on military installations, on ships and in battle, directing that the U.S. flag consists of the 13 stripes, alternating red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field representing a new, I guess, constellation you could call it. Now, prior to and during the War for Independence, and after the Articles of Confederation, smuggling was seen as a patriotic duty of citizens of the 13 independent and sovereign states. But after the ratification of the Constitution and the establishment of a new nation, smuggling needed to be stopped. Now, a new nation depended on its revenue from customs, tariffs, duties, and taxes on imported goods in order to survive. In 1790, with the customs laws firmly in place, Secretary of the Treasury Alexander Hamilton set to work devising adequate means of enforcing the year-old regulation. A few armed vessels judiciously stationed at the entrances of our ports, Hamilton suggested, might at a small expense be made useful sentinels for our laws. Congress, of course, went along with it, and that year appropriated $10,000 to build and maintain a fleet of 10 revenue cutters. That's right, folks. $10,000. $1,000 a ship. But, of course, that's just inflation we're talking about. Now, Now, these were to be placed under the charge of the customs collectors, whose responsibility would be to enforce the tariff laws. Along with financial responsibility, Hamilton demanded that the officers be servants of the people. And quoting, they, meaning the officers, will always keep in mind that their countrymen are freemen and as such are impatient of everything that bears that least mark of domineering spirit. 9 years later, Congress refined the revenue cutter's role in customs operations with the passage of the Act on March 2, 1799, known as the Customs Administrative Act or Administration Act. In particular, Congress determined the cutters and boats employed in the service of the revenue shall be distinguished from any other vessels by an ensign and pendant with such marks thereon as shall be prescribed and directed by the President of the United States. Additionally, the Act permitted commanders of revenue vessels to fire on other vessels failing to respond after such pendant and ensign shall be hoisted and a gun fired by such revenue cutter as signal. But this Act of Revenue Marine, later called Revenue Cutter Service, and the ensign served as a seagoing equivalent of a policeman's badge, the distinctive sign of a vessel's law enforcement authority. Now, the job designing and distinguishing this ensign eventually fell upon Oliver Wolcott, who had replaced Alexander Hamilton as Secretary of Treasury in 1795. On June 1, 1799, Wolcott submitted his design to President John Adams for approval. Wolcott's proposal featured an ensign of 16 stripes, alternating red and white, representing the number of states that had joined the Union by 1799, with the Union to be the arms of the United States in dark blue on a white field. Now, this is significant that Wolcott turned the arrangement of the stripes nearly 90 degrees to vertical to differentiate between the new revenue cutter ensign from the U.S. flag to denote civilian authority under the Treasury Department rather than military authority under the War Department. Now, through the usage of and custom, horizontal stripes had become adopted for military, for the use of the military and the post, and the vertical stripes adopted for use over civilian establishments. Now, the civil flag, intended for peacetime usage in custom house civilian settings, had vertical stripes with blue stars on a white field. By the law of the flag, this design denoted civilian jurisdiction under the Constitution and common law as opposed to military jurisdiction under admiralty military law. Now, although intended for just for customs house usage, the new civil flag became adopted by both custom houses and merchants and others who could afford them to show their civilian nature and not under military control. Now, the practice of using the customs flags as a civil flag became encoded in law in 1874 when Treasury Secretary William A. Richardson required all custom houses to display the civil flag. On May 26th, and this is when, Ron, this is when it starts getting interesting here. On May 26, 1913, with the approval of Senate Bill S-2337, shortly after the fraudulent declaration by Secretary of State Philanderer Knox that the 16th Amendment had been ratified, and during the same weeks that the Federal Reserve System and the IRS were established, the U.S. Coast Guard absorbed the revenue cutter and the life-saving lighthouse services, becoming a part of the military forces of the United States, operating under the Treasury Department in time of peace and as part of the Navy, subject to the orders of the Secretary of the Navy in time of war. Now, you follow me so far here, Ron?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
The civil flag used the cutter service was modified, placing the Coast Guard insignia on the stripes in the field, and was adopted under Coast Guard authority, losing its original significance of civilian authority, which by then had long been forgotten. As the federal government acquired more control over the states and their citizens during and after World War II, by 1951, the original civil flag had been phased out completely. Its existence left as an artifact of time in a few old photographs and rare mention in old books. Now today, the last vestige of the civil flag, the U.S. Coast Guard flag, being under the civil jurisdiction of the Department of Treasury during peacetime, is identical to the revenue cutter ensign, but with a service insignia emblazoned on the stripes in the field. Now, it's still seen as the shoulder patch of the U.S. Customs employees, but it too now has the gold fringe signifying admiralty, military, and law merchant jurisdiction. Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter, published in 1850 before the war between the states, had this description of the U.S. civil flag in the introduction, the Custom House. And this is what it said. Here, with a view from the front windows down this not very enlivening prospect, and thence across the harbor stands a spacious edifice of brick. From the loftiest point of its roof, during precisely 3.5 hours of each forenoon, floats or droops, in breeze or calm, the banner of the Republic, but with the 13 stripes turned vertically instead of horizontally, and thus indicating that a civil and not a military post of Uncle Sam's government is here established. Its front is decorated with a portico, they called it, of half a dozen wooden pillars supporting a balcony beneath which a flight of wide granite steps descend, and so on and so forth. But I'll skip the rest of that because it's kind of dated and hard to read. But an example here of, we had the civil flag and the description thereof. Now, before 1940, no U.S. flag, civil or military, flew within the 48 states except in federal settings and installations. Only state flags did. And most people don't remember that, because most people that I know weren't alive in 1940. Now, since the 1935 institution of Social Security and the Buck Act of 1940, 4 U.S.C.S. CH4 Section 104-13, by clever legal maneuvers, the feds have entirely circumvented the U.S. Constitution and had overlaid federal territory jurisdiction on the sovereign states, bringing them under the admiralty military jurisdiction of law merchant, the Uniform Commercial Code, and the law of creditors and debtors. Now, since then, the U.S. military flag appears beside or in place of the state's flags in nearly all locations within the states. All of the state courts, even the new municipal ones, now openly display it. In the last half century, they have more openly declared the military admiralty law jurisdiction with the addition of the gold fringe to the flag, the military flag of the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Now, such has been the path that has brought us under the military, or I'm sorry, under the law of the military flag. This should have been raised, it should have raised, but evidently it didn't, serious questions for many citizens long ago. But we've been educated to listen and believe what we're told, not to ask questions or think for ourselves and search for the truth. Now, folks, Ron, I can remember years and years and years ago, people taking pot shots at people that were putting out information that they had never heard before. And we even heard from some governmental agencies, you people are a bunch of kooks. That's the United States flag. It's always been United States flag and always will be. Ron, we have spoken many times about their admiralty courts or their courts of equity. And this is exactly, now, folks, if you want to know why these little sleazy politicians and our talking heads that deliver us the snooze from the lying mainstream media keep calling this country a democracy, well, hell, you can call it anything you want. You could call it a Roman Empire. You could call it Baltic states. You can call it anything you want. It is not the Constitutional Republic. It's symbology, it's heraldry, and even what they call it now. Good old democracy. We're the best democracy on the face of the planet. God, I hope not, and I hope we can return to the republic for which it stands. One nation under that. We can't mention him either.
Gingivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. Now, Ron, we've talked a lot about the maritime or military-style courts, and I have witnessed this for myself, and many other people have had the same problem. When the administrative state charges you by way of statute or codified law or whatever, that's what you're being charged with, and they bring you into the little poop deck there and the... in the courtroom, and they read the charges against you, you know, in name of the state, you know, the state of, you know, if it's a state thing, if it's federal, well, obviously you're in federal court, and look how many federal laws we have now. But, Ron, I have seen this, I've witnessed this myself. I literally watched a judge, a person fell asleep in a car. He had the local Keystone corporate coffer cops checking on him. I guess the guy had fallen asleep. Keys were in ignition, but the car was not running. They woke him up and told him to get out of the car, and of course they rifled through the car, found a gun and glove box. Well, this was about 20-some years ago. Laws were a little bit different on guns, but at any rate, he was charged and he was brought into court. And I watched this guy get shot down by a judge. And the judge got rather testy when the man said, look, don't I have the right to protect myself? Isn't there a Second Amendment? well, you're in violation of this law. And he goes, no, I'm talking about my constitutional, my common law rights. And the guy went off on him. He said, look, in order to become a judge, you know, you have to be a lawyer. That's not true either, but that's what the guy said. And he says, I've taken constitutional classes to get my law degree, and I'm telling you, you know, you can't stand in my courtroom and cite Constitution. You're here because of the statute and this codified law. And how do you plead? He says, well, I'm not going to enter a plea. Your Honor, I'm standing here on my constitutional rights. Ron, he ordered the guy to a mental institution. Mm-hmm. Flat out said, you need to be observed. There's something wrong with you. This in front of one of these admiralty court judges. Flying, guess what, in his courtroom? The gold fringe flag. That's right. The military flag. Now, we've got a problem here. And I started out the program talking about Donald Trump. You know, Donald might get in there and build that wall. Looks like it's going to happen. Looks like he's doing rather well with telling the corporations, including just recently BMW, that wanted to build a big factory in Mexico, and, of course, send their product over to the United States. And Trump said, mm-mm, you do that, and guess what's going to happen? You're going to be hit with that 35% tax. Of course, that didn't set well with BMW, Bavarian Motor Works. But we'll see how that one plays out. I have no doubt that he's going to renegotiate these trade treaties. More jobs are going to be coming to the United States. It's going to be more attractive for companies to reinvest, I guess you can use that term, in this country, because he's going to do something with the tax code and all the rules and regulations. I think he once made a statement, if you have one regulation, you propose one new one, you got to dump two old ones. So kind of like a twofer. But many people believe, Ron, that Donald Trump is going to get in there and everything is going to change. Nothing is going to change how they have swapped this country. Under the bankruptcy of March 9, 1933, under the administrative procedures, under all of this stuff, that's not going to change. Unless something really goes down. You've been paying attention here, Ron, about the intelligence apparatuses in the United States basically threatening Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the deep state that Eisenhower warned us of. And they've had, what, some 50-some years to put this into practice and throw their weight around to convince everybody that, hey, look, this is the law and this is the way things are. And if you don't like that, we'll send out our minions armed and we'll put a stop to it. In other words, you. And this is why going into a courtroom standing on common law principles in the Constitution doesn't fly, because they can't hear it. It is a foreign jurisdiction now in their courts of the land. So the next time you hear some politician or some talking head or some misinformed America call this country a democracy again, do me a favor, punch him in the eye. No, you'll go to jail over that. Admiralty on the land. But what happened to the water? Thought you had to have water to have admiralty. Not anymore.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday sure doesn't fare. Wednesday's world.
Now, Ron, I'm going to get a little bit more detailed here. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all.
Good, because
I do have comments, though.
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead and comment.
Well, I'm just going to, referring back to the guy that went into the courtroom. First of all, he didn't understand that all his rights, the civil rights, flow through the 14th Amendment. And that's the debtor amendment that makes him basically a slave. So he has no actual constitutional rights as stated within the 9th and 10th Amendment of the Constitution. The other thing is that if you read Justice Story on the courts of the United States, you'll see that the United States itself had admiralty courts and the states had vice admiralty courts. And you wonder why. Well, the United States is international and the states themselves were international, but they were subject to the United States. So they took that smaller position. The people had the ecclesiastical courts. And where there is no funding within the treasury, and I mean actual money in the treasury, and the only thing left in a constitution is that commerce clause because it's elastic and you can do almost anything under. Thus, we have the Administrative Procedures Act.
All right. Now, I want people to keep in mind what Mr. Comey, the head of the FBI, remember me mentioning this several times, that law enforcement, both the county sheriffs and the corporate Keystone Cop, Anytown USA, the police chief, and and all that. They sent out their little memorandum of understanding, and they were coaching these guys to tell them that their lives are in severe danger. There's about 300,000 sovereign citizens running around this country, and these wing nuts believe that, well, you're there to harm them. And the FBI actually told these law enforcement agencies that, look, these sovereign citizens would much rather shoot you down in the streets than to even look at you or have a conversation with you. Now, understand, folks, that this is an agency, an arm of the United States government, the one that's been flipped, the de facto, not the de jure. And they got their little agencies claiming jurisdiction, and we're the bullet magnets. And if you don't comply and you resist a little bit too much, well, you might end up on a slab someplace with a toe tag. Dirty terrorist. Now, you got to have the ability to understand the information we're giving you. You have the ability to understand the present law and the past law, that being the Constitution. That's right, I'm saying the Constitution is past tense as a restrictive document on Congress. Now, the Constitution was a commercial compact between the states, giving the federal government limited powers. The Bill of Rights was meant not as our source of rights, but as a further limitation on the federal government. Our forefathers saw the potential for danger in the U.S. Constitution, and to ensure the Constitution was not presumed to be our source of rights, the Tenth Amendment was added, which has confused a lot of people. And we'll use the quote from Thomas Jefferson on February 15, 1791, where he quotes the Tenth Amendment. Quoting Thomas Jefferson, "I consider the foundation of the Constitution as laid on this ground, that all powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states or to the people. To take a single step beyond the boundaries thus specifically drawn around the powers of Congress is to take possession of a boundless field of power no longer susceptible of any definition. The created United States government cannot define the rights of the Creator, the American people. Three forms of law were granted to the Constitution: common law, equity, that being contract law, and admiralty law. Each had their own jurisdiction and purpose. The first issue I want to cover here is the United States flag. Obviously, from known history, our flag did not have that yellow fringe bordering the three sides. The United States did not start putting flags with yellow fringe on them in government buildings and public buildings until 1959. Of course, the question you ask yourself, why did it change, and is there any legal means behind this? Oh, you betcha. First, the appearance of our flag is defined in Title IV, Section 1, United States Code. The flag of the United States shall be 13 horizontal stripes, alternate red and white, and the Union flag, Union of the flag, shall be 48 stars, white in a blue field. Now, of course, when new states are added, we had Hawaii and Alaska come on board, hence the 50. Now, a footnote was added on page 1113 of the same section, which says, "Placing in the fringe on the national flag, the dimensions of the flag and arrangement of the stars are matters of detail not controlled by statute, but within the discretion of the president as commander-in-chief of the Army and the Navy." Now, that was 1925-34. OP Attorney General 483. I'm citing this in case you want to copy this style down and look for yourself, because God knows we don't want any fake news going on out there. The president, as military commander, can add a yellow fringe to our flag. When would this be done? During a time of war. Why? A flag with fringe is an ensign, a military flag. Pursuant to USC Chapter 1, 2, and 3, Executive Order Number 10834, August 21, 1959, 24, FR 68065, a military flag is a flag that resembles the regular flag of the United States, except that it has a yellow fringe bordered on three sides. The President of the United States designates this deviation from the regular flag by executive order in the capacity of Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. from the National Encyclopedia, Volume 4. Flag, an emblem of a nation usually made of cloth and flown from a staff. From a military standpoint, flags are two general classes, these flown from stationary masts over army post, and those carried by troops in formation. The former are referred to by the general flag names. The latter are called colors when carried by dismounted troops. Colors and standards are more nearly square than flags and are made of silk with knotted fringe of yellow on three sides. Use of the flag. Now, the most general and appropriate use of the flag is a symbol of authority and power. Now, the reason I'm stating with the flag issue is because it's so easy to grasp. The main problem I have with the yellow fringe that it's is that its use, our constitutional republic, guess what, folks, is no more. Our system of laws was changed without public knowledge. It was kept secret. This is fraud. The American people were allowed to believe this and was just a declaration because the law changed from common law, or God's law, to admiralty law, the king's law. Your status also changed from sovereign to subject, from being able to own your own property, that being a lodial title, to not owning property, you being a tenant of the land. And if you think you own your property, as we've said many times, stop paying taxes and it'll be taken under the prize law. The ultimate ownership of all property is in the state. Individual so-called ownership is only by virtue of government, that is, law amounting to a mere user. And use must be in accordance with law and subordinate to the necessities of the state. That is Senate Document Number 43, Contracts Payable in Gold, written in 1933. Now, by our allowing to let these military flags fly, the American people have admitted our defeat and loss of status. Remember, the Constitution recognizes three forms of law. Being governed by the law of the flag is admiralty law. The agency of the master is devolved upon him by the law of the flag. Now, the same law that confers his authority ascertains its limits. And the flag at the masthead is notice to all the world of the extent of such power to bind the owners, or freighters, if you will, by this act. The foreigner who deals with this agent has notice of that law, and if he is bound by it, there is not any injustice. His notice is the national flag which is hoisted on every sea and under which the master sails into every port. In every circumstance that connects him with the vessel isolates that vessel in the eyes of the world and demonstrates his relation to the owners and the freighters as their agent for a specific purpose and power well defined under the national maritime law. That was out of Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1914. Now, don't be thrown by the fact that they're talking about the sea and that it doesn't apply to land. We'll prove that the admiralty law has come on land in the next court case. Pursuant to the law of the flag, a military flag does result in jurisdictional implication when flown. The plaintiff cites the following. Under what is called international law, the law of the flag, a shipowner who sends his vessel into foreign port gives notice by his flag to all who enter into contracts with the shipmaster that he intends the law of the flag to regulate those contracts with all the shipmaster that he either submits to its operation or not contract with him or his agents at all. Now that was Ruhrstadt versus People 57 NE 4145 185 Illinois. Now when you walk into a court and see this flag, you are put on notice that you're in an admiralty court and that this king is in control. Also, if there is a king, the people are no longer sovereign. You're probably saying this is the most incredible thing that you've heard. Well, this is the proof, and it would stand up in a court. But wait, there is more. You probably would ask the question, well, how the heck did that happen? Here's how. The admiralty law is for the sea. Maritime law governs contracts between parties that trade over the sea. Well, that's what our forefathers intended. However, in 1845, Congress passed an act saying admiralty law could come on the land. The bill may be traced in Congressional Globe 28, 28th Congress, second session, 43, on page 320, 328, and 337, and 345. That was in the years 1844 and 1845. No opposition to this act is reported. Congress held a committee on this subject in 1850, and this is what they said. The committee also alluded to the great force of great constitutional question as to the power of Congress to extend maritime jurisdiction beyond the ground occupied by its adoption of the Constitution. Now, it was up to the Supreme Court to stop Congress and say, no, the Constitution did not give you that power, nor was it ever intended to, but no, the courts began a long train of abuses, and here are some of the excerpts within a few court cases. Now, this one is Propeller Genesee Chief et al. Versus Fitzhugh et al., 12 HOW 443, and that was a case in 1851. And talking about this power is an extensive upon land as upon water. The Constitution makes no distinction in that respect. And if the admiralty jurisdiction in matters of contract and tort, which the courts of the United States may lawfully exercise on the high seas, can be extended to the lakes under the power to regulate commerce, it can, with the same propriety and upon the same construction, be extended to contracts and torts on land when the commerce is between the different states. And it may embrace also the vehicles and persons engaged in carrying it. It would be in the power of Congress to confer admiralty jurisdiction upon its courts over the cars engaged in transporting passengers or in merchandise from one state to another, and over the persons engaged in conducting them, and to deny the parties the trial by jury. Now, the judicial power in cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction have never been supposed to extend to contracts made on land and to be executed on land, but if the power of regulating commerce can be made the foundation and jurisdiction in its courts, and a new and extended admiralty jurisdiction beyond its heretofore known and admitted limits may be created on water under that authority, the same reason would justify the same exercise of power on land. And all the way back before the U.S. Constitution, John Adams, talking about the state's constitution, said this: next to revenue, that being taxes, itself, the late extensions of the jurisdiction of the admiralty are our greatest grievance. The American courts of admiralty seem to be forming by degrees into a system that is to overturn our constitution and deprive us of our best inheritance. The laws of the land. It would be thought in England a dangerous innovation if the trial or any matter on land was given to the admiralty. And that was Jackson versus Magnolia, 20 HOW 296, 315, and 352, year 1852. Now, this is began the most dangerous precedent of all the insular cases. This is where Congress took a boundless field of power. When legislating for the states, they are bound by the Constitution. When legislating for their insular possessions, they are not restricted in any way by the Constitution. Now, these courts, then, are not constitutional courts in which judicial power conferred by the Constitution on the general government can be deposited. They are incapable of receiving it. They are legislative courts created in virtue of the general right of sovereignty, which exists in the government, or in virtue of that clause which enables Congress to make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory belonging to the United States. Small u, by the way, on that one. The jurisdiction within they are vested is not part of that judicial power which is conferred in the third article of the Constitution, but is conferred by Congress in an execution of those general powers which that body possesses over the territories of the United States. Big U on that one, folks. That was Harvard Law Review, Our New Possessions, page 481. Now, these actually make it a little bit more clear in more recent cases. This one is Hooven versus Allison and Company versus Evett, 324 U.S. 652, year 1945. The United States may acquire territory by conquest or by treaty and may govern it through the exercise of power of Congress conferred by Section 3 of Article 4 of the Constitution. In exercising this power, Congress is not subject to the same constitutional limitations as when it is legislating for the United States. Big U on the United States. And in general, that the guarantees of the Constitution, save as they are limitations upon the exercise of executive and legislative powers, when exerted for or over our insular possessions, extend to them only as Congress, in the exercise of legislative power over territory belonging to the United States, has made those guarantees applicable. This is where they start to, well, do this and point to it as, well, that's precedent. No, you were guilty of treason, but that's their precedent. I'll take a call from Carol in Idaho, and then I'll get back to this and more information. Let's take this 3-minute break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks. I'm so glad you're covering this issue, John. I'd like to share a little bit of an experience that I had this past week that fits and that has to do with this issue of the flag. It got my attention. You know, we have Donald Trump that's going to be our new president in just a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
and he stands on his plan to make America great again. So I was interested, and I watched his hour-long, press conference, right, last week?
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, if you watched it, there were like 10 flags behind him, beautiful flags, with a gold rope going down the center, beautifully displayed on each one.
Mm-hmm.
And so what got me upset was, Mr. Trump, how can you make America great again if you don't stand on the common law constitution? So what I did was wrote a little blurb explaining how I felt about this. I sent it out to a lot of my patriot friends, including I think I sent it to you, John, and RBN board. But anyway, I also included two of Donald Trump's support groups, that is, the emails out to them to say, watch it, pay attention to this. There is a meaning to this gold rope on each of these flags. Well, that was fine, and one of the persons I sent it out to is a neighbor friend here who's very studied on, constitutional issues, and he wrote me back, and he said, Carol, you need to just do a search for U.S. civil flag, which I did, okay? But here's the other thing, John, that I want to mention. When I was still upset about it, about Donald Trump, and does he know or will he be open to this constitutional correct flag for the people of these 50 states? Anyway, I called in to Tom LaCovera's Resurrect the Republic, and Lori Anderson is one of the main substitute hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And Lori said something to me that really made a lot of sense. She said, yeah, Carol, she said, I noticed those ropes on those flags too. But she said, what you need to realize is that Donald Trump is CEO. As President of the United States, he will be CEO of the corporate United States.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's right. Anyway, John, this is not news to you, but it fits right into what you're saying. I merely wanted to share that.
Well, I appreciate you, and I think you resent that barefootsworld.net. You resent that to me?
On the issue
of the flags.
Yeah.
You sent that to me, did you not?
I did.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's. I just wanted to verify. Yeah.
Okay.
And I had that in my favorites, and I had not looked at that for a long, long time. And mm-hmm. Here we go, swearing in for the President of the United States, capital U, capital S. And yes,
right.
he and that's what I said at the top of the program today. That is the best choice for the corporate government of the United States, him being a corporate kind of guy. But does he know the difference? I don't know.
There you go. And that would be my question.
Yeah.
Is Donald Trump in a position as the CEO of the capital U United States? Is he in a position at all to even be on our side and say anything about what's wrong?
Well, we're going to find out the breadth and depth of Donald Trump, or the shallowness and proclivities of this president and the presidents before them. And now I hope people are beginning to understand why the FBI, under Comey, that's right, he's been there since September of 2013, sent out this little edict to all law enforcement in this country talking about these dangerous sovereign citizens that much rather shoot you down in the street than to even have a conversation with you. Now, these people, and I'll get into these agencies a little bit more in the next hour as well. Donald Trump may be fully abreast of this, and maybe this is why he's starting to impugn the integrity of our intelligence agencies. Thanks, Carol.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.